FRP Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. 63 degrees at 7:30 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning.
And it's not going to be 112 this afternoon, which is the good thing. Usually these you get the warm mornings and you just assume it's going to be just hotter than blazes in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But there is some rain in the forecast once again for the next few days. But it actually looks like the weekend might be okay.
Yeah, weekend might dry out by then, be a little cooler, but be all right.
Yeah, and I was looking at the long range this morning too, and it kind of sounds like once we get through this little chance of rain here today, tomorrow, it looks like there really isn't a whole lot of rain in the forecast, maybe for about a week. So we might get maybe a good week of, yeah, it'll start off a little cooler, 60s, maybe around 70, but it'll warm up a little bit as the week goes on next week, and then there really isn't much of a chance of rain until we get toward the weekend again next week. Of course, as we say that, we always have to preface that by saying it's subject to change with very little notice. You know how that goes. I've never found a weather person that wants to get themselves pinned down specifically to a forecast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They take credit when they're right, but they don't say much when they're not. So, Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us today a little bit about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. She'll have that older chest freezer, large capacity. Works okay. $85 will buy it. Have 3 used electric ranges, 7 used refrigerators, 1 near new room air cleaner, several used gas and electric clothes dryers, 3 built-in dishwashers, and 1 French door bottom freezer refrigerator with dispensers and like new condition. Got dehumidifiers in stock. These are not used. They're new 30, 50, and 70-pint models. Also have room air conditioners in stock. Water heaters, gas, and electric. They're made in the United States. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of that service later. If you choose to pick the water heater up, take it home and take care of the installing, we'll make you a good discount. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Man, LG, Maytag, and GE, full line of cooking appliances are available on special order. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. If you've been paying any attention at all to the news here in the last several weeks, you're probably somewhat familiar with the avian influenza that's been talked so much about across the state of Iowa. It's gotten to a point where it's affected, well, Iowa has over 25 million birds, and it's affected more than 60 farms so far have been impacted, according to the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. They've been impacted by the highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, is how they refer to it constantly, but highly pathogenic avian influenza. And much like the influenza that affects humans, it looks as though there are some different strains of that type of thing, too. But it's the Iowa State Fair last week, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, they got together with county fairs, the state fair, and whatever else. There aren't going to be any bird exhibitions this year at county fairs, at the state fair, or any place else. They've canceled all the live bird exhibitions, which, you know, is the common sense thing to do, but there are a lot of youngsters who are probably very disappointed now. I mean, amongst the folks that do this professionally, but also the youngsters who have, you know, acquired a bird, have been spending the better part of a year or more in taking care of those animals and trying to get them ready for state fair or for county fairs and then perhaps state fairs to get them organized. So I know that's a very disappointing thing to hear for a lot of those folks, but officials with the Department of Agriculture said that, you know, they spoke with leadership from the Iowa State Fair and Extension to discuss what's been going on. And Gary Slater, who's the Iowa State Fair CEO and manager, said that they've been working in conjunction with the state veterinarian to monitor the situation. And, you know, the goal is to provide safe and healthy competition for all the animals at the state fair. And they know the decision was made in the best interests of the exhibitors and the poultry industry. And Mike Anderson, who's the Extension 4-H State Livestock Specialist and the state fair 4-H Livestock Superintendent, said that the priority is youth and their learning experiences. And some 4-Hers, of course, they'll be disappointed that they won't be able to exhibit their poultry projects at fairs this summer, but they are exploring some alternate learning opportunities to offer them at fairs, and we'll try to share more details as they get some plans developed. He said it's a great example to the public and fairgoers and the consumer that the animal health and animal well-being and the safety of the poultry industry is at the forefront of young people's practices. And he said, through our annual food safety and quality assurance curriculum, they've educated youth for many years on these and other topics like biosecurity and the potential for diseases to spread. So those education and learning practices are being put into action in the real world right now. In fact, the Iowa Turkey Federation and the Iowa Poultry Association both were in on the decisions. They recommended that the bird exhibitions be canceled this year due to that avian influenza outbreak. Now, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of questions involved there, too, by some folks, but according to the folks at the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, one of the first things they talk about with regard to health and food safety is that there are no food safety concerns associated with highly pathogenic avian influenza. The risk to humans for this particular strain of HPAI is low. In fact, they say there's never been a reported case of infection, and that there's no evidence that this particular strain can cause disease in mammals. Poultry that's affected on farms are prohibited from being processed or sold. But how did it first get into Iowa anyway? Well, they said this particular viral signature originates in waterfowl, like ducks, geese, swans, gulls, and shorebirds, like herons and egrets. Wild birds can carry up to 144 possible subtypes of avian influenza viruses, but they rarely show disease or mortality. And Iowa is in the Mississippi Flyway Migration Route, which is used by as much as 40% of all North American waterfowl. So you can see how easily it would be, how easy it is for it to make its way here once you get some infected birds. But moving forward, too, and this, as they mentioned earlier, that this might be a nice learning opportunity for the youngsters as well. It's disappointing and difficult to deal with, but this is an opportunity to teach them more about how to watch for these types of things, how to protect against it, how to deal with it if you absolutely have to. The Iowa Department of Agriculture did put out a biosecurity for birds PDF, something about keeping your birds healthy. They put together three simple steps to help keep birds free of disease. So if you have youngsters who are working with fowl that they were planning to show perhaps at county or state fairs, you know, these are some things that they can do, too, and you can find this PDF online, but they suggest there are the three steps that you can use to help protect the birds and those of your neighbors as well. First of all would be to know the warning signs of bird diseases, like avian influenza, the bird flu, and any exotic diseases. Now, while it may be hard to tell if your bird has one of those diseases, if you know the signs, you may at least be able to tell if something's wrong. Early detection, of course, can help prevent the spread of disease if you know what you're looking for. Things like sudden increase in bird deaths in your flock if you have more deaths than normal. Sneezing, gasping for air, coughing or runny nose. Watery and green diarrhea. Also a lack of energy and a poor appetite by the birds. A drop in egg production. Or perhaps if they suddenly have soft or thin-shelled or misshapen eggs. Swelling around the eyes, the neck, and the head. Any kind of purple discoloration of the wattles, combs, and legs, and tremors or drooping wings, circling, twisting of the head and neck, or perhaps even lack of movement. Those are all types of things that you might want to look for. And if you see any of those things, contact your veterinarian to find out more. Early detection, of course, is important to prevent the spread of disease. Now, also, they suggest that if you do see something, don't wait around. Because if your birds are sick or dying, what they want you to do is call a toll-free hotline that they've set up. It's 1-866-536-7593. And then you'll be put in touch with a local connection. And if follow-up is needed, there's no charge for the service. But they say you can also call your local cooperative extension office. They can provide you more information. You can contact your veterinarian. They, of course, can provide you information. And the state veterinarian or state animal poultry diagnostic laboratory, they obviously can help out with that as well. That hotline number, again, is 1-866-356-7593. And when it comes to protecting your birds from disease, there are a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one is keep it clean. So if you practice steps and make part of your bird care routine, you'll be doing a lot to help the health of your flock. And some important things to remember if you're trying to keep clean is wash your hands thoroughly before you enter your bird area and before you work with the birds. Clean cages and change the food and water daily. Make sure you clean and disinfect any equipment that comes in contact with your birds or their droppings, including cages and tools. And make sure to clean off all dirt and manure before you disinfect. And if you do borrow tools or cages, make sure you clean and disinfect them before they reach your property. Scrub your shoes with disinfectant. Now, it may seem like a lot of work, but your boots and shoes can easily track disease to your birds. Or keep a separate pair of shoes or boots near your cages to wear only when you're working with the birds. And make sure you wear clean clothes that you only use when you feed and care for your birds. And another point to make is to keep it away. They suggest restricting access to your property and your birds. Wild birds or new birds that you've just purchased could carry diseases that could spread quickly to your flock. So some things you can do to help keep disease away include, if you have visitors, or if visitors have birds of their own, don't let them near yours. Also, avoid visiting farms or other households that have poultry. If you've been near other birds or bird owners, such as at a feed store, a pet store, or a bird club meeting, clean and disinfect your clothing, shoes, cages, and equipment before you go near your birds. Also, have your birds been to a fair or an exhibition? If so, then you might want to keep them separate from the rest of your flock for at least 2 weeks after the event. And if you've bought new birds, they should be kept separate for at least 30 days. Also, buy birds from a reputable source so that you know you're getting healthy animals. Don't share lawn and garden equipment, tools, or poultry supplies with your neighbors or other bird owners. But if you must, disinfect them before you bring them home. And also consider fencing off the area where you keep your birds and make it a barrier area if possible. Allow only people who take care of your birds to come into contact with them. And wild birds should not have contact with your flock either because they can carry germs and diseases. And then also another note is to make sure you properly dispose of any dead birds. Bird deaths are a fact of life, but if one of your birds dies, and call the county extension agent, the State Department of Agriculture, or your veterinarian for guidance. And you can find plenty more of those things as well online. Actually, if you go to the United States Department of Agriculture Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service website, go to the USDA website, you can find a whole lot more at usda.gov. They've got plenty of information about those types of things. You may not actually have poultry in your backyard, but you'd probably be surprised how many people do have some of those birds in different locations, as we said, whether for backyard projects that they have, or perhaps it's a 4-H project of some sort. So be aware, be concerned, and be vigilant about those things so we can kind of cut that off before it gets any further down the road. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he could tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers chest and upright. Sizes from 5-3, including 22 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. We offer Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, built-in and portable in stock. Got a good selections of refrigerators, so selection is good. Top trade-ins on any clean use working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Lots of washers and dryers, both top load and front load. Have tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers that are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, 5 years on the motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Some of the new models are carrying a 5-year warranty, and that's also 100% for 5 years. Stop and see us at W&S at Pots On, and I'll be there until 8 this evening. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.